Hello, and welcome to episode 100 of Public Interest Podcast with your host, Jordan Cooper, where we interview politicians, activists, advocates, and others who seek to improve the state of the world. We are here today with Carla Reed, General Manager and CEO of the Washington Suburban Sanitary Commission, also known as WSSC. Carla, thanks for joining us today. How are you?
Hi, Jordan. I'm great. Thank you for having me today.
Excellent. The first thing I'd like to ask is, what are you currently doing or what have you ever done to advance the public interest and why?
Well, I'm currently leading this great organization, the largest water and wastewater utility in the state of Maryland, and I take our mission so seriously. We are expected to provide clean and reliable water to our customers. And as you know, water is life's most precious resource. And so there's a lot of things that we can do without. Water is not one of them. We need them for our health. We need water for our health. We need it for recreation. We need it for fire protection. And we just need water.
How did you become involved in water? There was a period of time when you previously worked for WSSC. Prior to working for Montgomery County. Now you've actually returned. What is it that really originally got you interested in improving the quality of water?
I studied civil engineering at Howard University, and I actually had several different majors before I came to concentrating on water resources and environmental protection. I ended up focusing on the subject of environmental protection. And so that I thought about all the different things I could do, all the fields that I could go into. And it was actually an administrative assistant in our student services office who actually put the bug in my ear that maybe you want to consider WSSC as a place to work. And I said, well, what's WSSC? I'm from Washington, D.C., so I was familiar with D.C. water, but I didn't know what WSSC was. And she didn't know much more, but she knew there was a water and wastewater utility. And so from that, I explored the possibility of coming here. Came to WSSC as a result of an internal audit. There was an internal audit done that said that a civil engineer was needed to work in the meter shop to come up with processes and procedures for testing water meters. And so that's how I came to WSSC, as a real young, energetic civil engineer, and the rest is sort of history.
So now you are the general manager of a water and sewer utility that serves almost 2 million people, correct?
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about the population that you serve and what services WSSC provides.
Well, our population is an extremely diverse population. Montgomery County and Prince George's County are the largest counties in the state of Maryland. And people say statistically that we have the most educated population in the area. There are a lot of people who are from other countries who have migrated to these areas. And so they're our customers. And they have...
What are their expectations?
Their expectations are, number one, that we're going to provide clean and safe water. That we never have a water quality incident, which we haven't in almost 99 years of existence. And so I take great pride in being able to, first of all, provide that service.
For our listeners who don't know, what would a water, what would qualify as a water quality incident?
A water quality incident would be that we didn't meet the standards that the regulators, EPA and the Maryland Department of the Environment, have established for...
Let me just interrupt for a second. For our listeners, EPA stands for the Environmental Protection Agency, which is a federal agency that regulates environmental matters. So continue.
Thank you. So every year we have to report on our water quality. We do about a half a million tests of our water throughout the year to make sure that, you know, different random samples are in compliance with the standards that the Environmental Protection Agency has established and also the Maryland Department of Environment.
So are your main goals kind of, it seems like there's a sterling record at WSSC.
There is.
There have been no incidents since its inception almost 100 years ago. You deliver clean, potable water that exceeds the standards mm-hmm. set by the EPA, and you take away wastewater. So is a lot of the job of being a general manager just keeping the ship going and maintaining the same record, or is there other elements to the job too?
Yeah, that's the main thing. You mm-hmm. gotta, if you can't get that right, then you're going to be out of business, or you're going to be in trouble, and mm-hmm. It's not going to be a good look.
Yeah.
But besides that, our customers expect the highest level of customer service.
Sure.
They expect us to get their bills correct.
Mm-hmm.
They expect when they have an issue with a water main break or mm-hmm. Any sewer main backups that we're going to come and fix it.
Sure.
In a timely manner and in a manner that leaves or restores the place that we're doing the work in a better condition than we found it in.
So it sounds like you've had a lot of experience at WSSC, mm-hmm. But clearly, how many employees does WSSC have?
We have right now on board about 1,700 employees.
Okay, so over 1,000 employees.
Mm-hmm.
Why you? What is it about you that made the commissioners want to appoint you to be the general manager of WSSC? You have lots of experience, but there are 1,700 people who have experience working mm-hmm. at WSSC and over time. So what is it that made, and how were you appointed to in this process? How did you come to be general manager, and why were you selected?
Well, I didn't select myself, so I'm not really sure what the decision process was.
Yeah.
But I would imagine that I have unique experience that no one else had.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to working at WSSC for 20 years mm-hmm. Before I came back last year,
right.
I worked in Montgomery County for County Executive mm-hmm. Isaiah Leggett.
Mm-hmm.
I worked in Prince George's County for County Executive Rashern Baker.
What did you do for both of them?
Okay, so in Montgomery County, I was the director of permitting services, so I was in Mr. Leggett's cabinet.
Okay.
In Prince George's County, I was the deputy chief administrative officer for economic development and public infrastructure.
And why, for our listeners, would it be relevant that you had worked with both the county executives of Montgomery County, Maryland, and Prince George's County, Maryland?
Well, our budgets are approved by both county councils, so I think it's really important to understand those communities that we serve.
And the commissioners are appointed by those executives,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, exactly.
And you were hired by the commissioners.
Yes.
So it played well that you had experience in both counties, and in fact, WSSC serves both counties.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And not only have I worked in both county governments, and I think you have to have a unique understanding of both county governments because I know for a period of time
mm-hmm.
There was the feeling that we at WSSC was so insular that we didn't understand what the counties wanted from us. So
mm-hmm.
because I worked in both counties and mm-hmm. I have lived in both counties, I got a different point of view of WSSC.
Really?
Than
Tell
I
me
had.
About that. What were the differences between WSSC services in Montgomery County and Prince George's?
There was no difference in the services, but when you stand in the shoes of people who live in those counties,
mm-hmm.
and you firsthand go to community meetings
mm-hmm.
and you hear the things that they need, that they desire, the expectations that they have,
mm-hmm.
The things that they want to see,
mm-hmm.
you kind of become one of them. At least you hear it from their point of view. You're not at the WSSC, being a WSSC person. Now you're a county person.
Are there different expectations in Prince George's
no,
from Montgomery County?
They're not different expectations. All customers expect and deserve
yeah.
to have the highest quality of service. And they also, the county governments expect us to be intricately involved in economic development and making sure that development happens. Everybody wants the waters that are running through the state of Maryland and through both those counties to be protected,
mm-hmm.
and we do that. So that's really, I think, why I was selected, because I have a unique perspective by actually working and living in both counties.
Sure.
And hearing what people need and what they want and what they expect.
So what are some of the things that you've heard people want and expect mm-hmm. from the different counties?
Some of the things that they want is they want to make sure that when they call with a question, that we respond quickly, that we give them an answer they can understand.
Right.
Sometimes we, you know, in the technical field, sometimes you talk the language of the technical field
right.
and you think you're communicating with people, but you really may not be. I had a conversation with an elected official one time, and I talked about how I wanted to increase flushing mm-hmm. in our system so that we would minimize our discolored water
right.
Issues. And that elected official said, well, how many different ways are there to flush? I know of one way. I go to my bathroom and there's a handle, but so I was using a term.
And for our listeners, what did you mean when you said flush?
When I said flush, I meant going through our fire hydrants and making sure that the water is being passed through our pipes, and some pipes have a dead end, so making sure that it's circulating.
Right.
So
it could have been standing water in the pipes. You open up a fire hydrant, and that allows the pipes to be flushed out because water's going to rush out where it was previously standing.
Right.
Excellent. So I do want to move a little bit on pivoting on a topic of expectations. You were an employee for 20 years at WSSC.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you might have had thoughts about how things could have been done better how would you compare and contrast your experience as an employee at WSSC mm-hmm. to being the general manager of WSSC? Do things look different on the other side? Were there certain things you were hoping a WSSC general manager could do when you were an employee, and then now mm-hmm. being in his shoes, you have different perspective?
Well, the perspective I have is that that I want to create a world-class organization. And so what does that really take? I know we're world-class in terms of delivering the product mm-hmm. that we say, the clean water.
Mm-hmm.
Where I think we could do better
mm-hmm.
is in delivery of customer service
mm-hmm.
and building strong relationships with the people who are stakeholders in our organization. And to me, the first stakeholder are employees.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to make sure that our employees have all that they need, all the tools, all the training
right.
that they need to do the work that they have to do for our customers. And then when that relationship is really strong
yeah.
or they feel really comfortable and proud to be a WSSC employee,
right.
then that confidence and enthusiasm to serve will just exude naturally.
So you've been general manager for almost a year, right?
4 years. On January the 4th was my full year anniversary.
Congratulations. So I'd like to ask, what really would you say has been, I mean, it's only been a year, but what has been differentiating your tenure as general manager compared to previous general managers' mm-hmm. tenures here?
I think just the focus on the employees and having the employees understand that the road to becoming world class
mm-hmm.
requires them to be intimately involved. And so I expect leadership on every level.
So do you have, so you've mentioned interacting with elected officials and how elected officials in both county councils approve mm-hmm. the rates that ratepayers will pay for WSSC because it is a regulated utility.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk for a little bit about, I guess, challenges you've had or ways that you've used your relationships with either legislators in the Maryland General Assembly or county council members to ensure that ratepayers get better quality water? For instance, I know that there are challenges with the infrastructure,
mm-hmm.
right? So there are pipes that are deteriorating that need to be replaced, and you are a net zero revenue budget neutral entity. Have you ever thought about requesting capital improvement budget funds from the General Assembly or from county councils in order to help expand the sewer and the pipe system? How do you use your relationships to help advance the mission mm-hmm. of your current position?
Well, I think we have to prove that we want a relationship, and mm-hmm. that starts with communicating and listening very intently to what I'll say our stakeholders. You mentioned elected officials, but I all stakeholders, anybody who depends on us for service mm-hmm. is a stakeholder. So but paying attention and talking. And mm-hmm. so a lot of what I did the first year was really listening and trying to get to know all different facets of the people we serve.
Right.
So I think that we will exhaust any means that we have available to get money, to save money, to make mm-hmm. sure, you know, that we look at all of our processes. One of the things that I put in place this year was something called WSSC Stat. I know you've heard of the famous Baltimore
City Stat. Yeah.
Both counties have county stats. Uh-huh. So we instituted a WSSC Stat that would use data to help us drive decisions and to help us to see how we can make improvements in our processes. So I think that part of it, it's a great balance between making sure you're doing everything to control costs internally, and I think controlling costs is guided by good processes.
Sure.
And so we're through the WSSC Stat. We're looking at a lot of different issues. For example, paving was an issue that I heard a lot about.
Paving?
Yes. If we get finished doing work in a community, mm-hmm. restoring the pavement the way it was, you know, the street the way it was when we got there, or even better.
Uh-huh.
I heard a lot about that because apparently we were not leaving places as well as we should have left them.
Yeah.
And so that was the first issue that we looked at in WSSC Stat.
Hmm.
You know, how many complaints do we have? How long does it take us to go from a temporary patch in the street to mm-hmm. the permanent patch?
Mm-hmm.
How many patches are failing?
Mm-hmm.
Things like that. So we tore the process up.
And that's what WSSC Stat is.
Yes. Like. Helps us to really dig deep
uh-huh.
on what we're doing and find out where the holes are
right.
in what we're doing, and then actually making recommendations and implementing those recommendations. So we've seen great improvement in our complaint numbers have gone down, and failures, reported failed patches, that number has also dramatically decreased.
So a year ago, you became general manager, and there was a major crisis around that time in nationally, received national coverage in Flint, Michigan,
yes.
with lead leaching into the water supply, and actually to this day, mm-hmm. Residents in Flint, Michigan continue to rely on bottled water for their drinking water needs. A lot of times, infrastructure is out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
How is it that you, first of all, how did that crisis impact you and mm-hmm. WSSC, and how is it that you convey to ratepayers that they're getting a high quality product and that investing in this infrastructure to just keep getting the same service they've been getting is something that's actually very much in the public interest?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that topic of lead and water really hit us hard here because mm-hmm. we take such great pride in making sure that, you know, our processes, our water treatment process are such that we put certain additives into the water to make sure that we don't have that if they're that the pipes are coated. We use something called orthophosphate. That's mm-hmm. a natural coating.
Mm-hmm. What is a natural coating?
It whatever chemicals are in that particular product.
Yeah.
They actually.
You mean like it's biological, like it's growing like a bacteria?
Well, just the chemical makeup of orthophosphates lends itself to be a coating of our pipes. And we, in 2005, made sure that we, or was it 2000? I don't know the exact date, but
About a decade or more ago.
Yeah, decade or more ago, we did a complete search of our database to make sure that there were any lead pipes in the system, yeah. that we removed them. Huh. So we're really confident.
So you were proactive. Yeah. So there aren't even lead pipes in the WSSC system right now.
No, not in the WSSC
system. So there couldn't. So ratepayers for WSSC who utilize WSSC for their water needs, mm-hmm. would are not at risk of lead poisoning because there aren't lead pipes.
Right, exactly. Not in our system. And hopefully in people's homes, they don't have that type of pipe either. But if they suspect that they do, then yeah. they should contact a plumber because we don't service right. pipes on property.
In people's own houses.
Right. So, there is a joint responsibility between, that the homeowners have mm-hmm. and that we have mm-hmm. to make sure that the whole system is a safe system. But we have checked from our point of view that what we're delivering
yeah.
is lead-free. And we do tests,
yeah.
Like I said, a half a million a year to ensure that the product we deliver is the right quality.
So you've dedicated the entirety of your career, it sounds like, to public service through government. Mm-hmm. And you've changed from WSSC, you went over to permitting and sign services, mm-hmm. and then you did economic development in Prince George's mm-hmm. County. Can you reflect on the differences in serving? Because in all cases, you're serving mm-hmm. taxpayers, you're serving the public. Mm-hmm. How has that changed, or how has your view of public service changed throughout the course of your career, given that you have served in different capacities throughout government?
It has made me see that public service, well, first of all, I'm excited every day that I get an opportunity to come to work, to serve, knowing the importance of what we're doing here. Mm-hmm. And in general, it's just such a privilege to serve. Mm-hmm. When I worked in Prince George's County, one of the things that I worked on, which I'm really, really proud of, mm-hmm. is the Transforming Neighborhood Initiative. And that really gave us, an intimate look at what neighborhoods were like. These neighborhoods had a lot of good qualities. They had either transportation or the metro, mm-hmm. They had schools, they had libraries, other things like that. Mm-hmm. But they also had some challenges in those neighborhoods. The crime rate was higher in those areas. Mm-hmm. The reliance on public assistance was higher in those areas.
Right.
And the streets may not have been up to speed, facades in need of repair.
Right. So you transformed communities, and that gave you, that was rewarding for you?
It was extremely rewarding for me, and helped schools too. So, I've worked with, I don't know if you know, Heart of America. Mm-hmm. That's a national nonprofit. Mm-hmm. The Learn Foundation, which was set up when the Redskins Stadium was put in place. Huh. It was a foundation to provide scholarships and grants to people who live in that community.
Yeah.
And so those two nonprofit organizations mm-hmm. helped me when I worked in the area that I was assigned to for transforming. And we were able to put two computer labs and a new library mm-hmm. in a school. And also the computers were, the parents could use the computers to do job searches.
So serving the so as we approach the end of this podcast, mm-hmm. I'd like to ask a final question and build on what you were just going with right there, which is, it sounds as though you clearly have a passion and commitment to improving communities, mm-hmm. and whether it be by putting computers into schools or getting kids access to scholarships mm-hmm. or making sure that clean water is arriving out of people's faucets, that's something they care about. I'd like to ask you, can you just reflect on why it's so important to you to serve the public, to serve different communities of which you are a part and of which you aren't directly mm-hmm. a part? Why is it so important and so rewarding for you to spend your whole life serving communities?
I grew up in Washington, D.C., so I'm a product of D.C. public schools. I put a plug in for D.C. public schools. But my parents instilled mm-hmm. that we are here on this planet to serve one another, and that there is enough abundance in the world mm-hmm. that the pie the literal pie it has enough slices that everybody can get some. Mm-hmm. And so to the extent I can be a facilitator of that, if I can help someone to grow, learn, discover something new, or provide the awesome product of water mm-hmm. to people, then I feel like I fulfilled my life mission. And so it's important to me because it's a great need. It's mm-hmm. important to me because it can be done. Mm-hmm. And if we can improve our society by what we contribute on a day-to-day basis, just doing what we can do, then I think that I've served well, and that's what I aim to do.
So that has been Carla Reed, CEO and General Manager of WSSC, who speaks about the importance of public service through her priorities in customer service and in really building relationships. For Carla, she sees public service as an extension of her network of relationships. She has been spending her lifetime building relationships with members of communities, with elected officials, with employees in her own organization, and she very much sees public service through the nexus of those relationships. She is serving people in her community. They're not some distant abstract thought. She goes out there and she asks and she finds, all right, this is pavement. This is a problem with repaving the roads here. Here we have lead abatement issues. And she really finds passion and fulfillment in public service that enables her to serve others through those relationships that she has established. And it is the perpetuation and strengthening and deepening of those relationships that seem to propel Carla forward through her career public service. So, Carla, I'd like to thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Jordan. I really appreciate the opportunity.
And this has been Episode 100 of Public Interest Podcast with your host, Jordan Cooper, where we interview politicians, activists, advocates, and others who seek to improve the state of the world. We thank you for joining us, and we'll talk to you next time.